This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 249NUTS to get 249 domain registration or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 158.
158.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is MMA Show by MMA fans, for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes, we do. And
oh, it didn't get the desired.
We have time. A dog on set.
The dog is
down
laying
below.
Down.
She's chilling.
Playing dead here.
It's all good. Maybe she'll be in shot soon.
Yeah.
Her head will show.
It's all good.
Speaking of ridiculous, I know we usually bullshit before things get rolling, but I got to show you this. I've been holding it.
Hey, we're back, by the way.
Oh, we are back.
We weren't here last week.
That's true.
What happened?
We had a technical problem. Ricardo Lamas was supposed to be on the show. Skype was being a cunt, and I don't know if it was Skype or our computer or what, but some shit was happening. And
we've upgraded yet again.
So we keep upgrading more, and hopefully the next Skype interview with Matt Brown coming up in a few weeks will go smoothly. Yes, we're back. So speaking of ridiculous, like I said, I have been waiting to show you this. I don't know. Have you seen this Arizona Cardinal Robert Gill on a treadmill from this week? Have
No.
you seen this?
No.
25 miles an hour. Are you ready?
That's pussy. He should be doing
Watch
35.
Watch this ridiculousness. Check this shit out. Here he goes. Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Robert Gill. He's
Is
gauging.
He fucking getting his skateboard going?
He's gauging.
He's a bionic man. He doesn't give a fuck.
Speeding
his
own. It's not even fair. Are you kidding me? It's crazy, dude. How can a human being run that fast?
Usain Bolt.
No. Look at this. Here it is again. I don't think Usain Bolt runs that fast.
Sure. You're on 33.
Miles per hour?
Sure.
Oh, does he really?
I don't know. Check it out.
I don't know. But all I can tell you is they clocked this guy unofficially at a 44.16 or something.
Is that quick?
Yes, that's insanely fast.
How big is this dude?
He's a wide receiver. So my question is
what?
He can probably just throw the ball up in the air and just run and go get it. He doesn't need a quarterback.
Until he gets knocked on his ass.
Yeah, well, that's the great equalizer in football. But I thought that was so ridiculous when I saw that. His legs are moving so fast.
I'm surprised he didn't eat shit. There's got to be a video of him just fucking airing it out.
Yeah, I tried to Google that. I couldn't find it.
There's no way he did that one take.
I'm looking it up right now. How fast is Usain Bolt's?
I thought it was 33 miles an hour.
Nope. You're close, though. 27.44 miles per hour. So this guy is just slightly slower. That's ridiculous. 4.1640. That's crazy fast. I think one of the, like Randy Moss, back in the day was like one of the fastest receivers. He ran it in like 4.4 something.
He was on crack cocaine, wasn't he?
He probably still is. But, you know, that's the ridiculous topic of this news broadcast. What else you got going on?
I don't know.
Are you? On
I got forehead wrinkles. Check them out.
Nice.
Working on those. Misha Tate getting naked.
Misha's,
how about that?
Misha's taint? What?
You heard me.
Getting Bush. Naked.
Game of Thrones Bush.
Okay. Nice.
ESPN.
But that's not coming for a while, right?
I guess. I don't know. 2014? I don't know. 2013. What year is it?
Such a teaser. Did they say 2014?
I'm just throwing numbers out.
It's like 6 months
from
now. It's bullshit.
But, what's the controversy with this? Because she said it was blasphemy that fucking Ronda did it or something.
And now she's doing it.
Yeah.
When the money's right, the panties drop.
Yeah. It's all good. What else is happening? I watched this documentary on, I don't know if it was HBO or Showtime the other night. I'm not a fucking tennis freak, but I like John McEnroe. This is John McEnroe versus Bjorn Borg. They used to have a rivalry back in the day, and this is showing like this fucking Wimbledon match that they had where it went to like a fucking set point, and they're going back and forth for like 18 points and some craziness, and how this rivalry, I can't even fucking say that word,
it's all
rivalry,
good.
Drove both of them to become better, and then Borg takes off and retires, and then McEnroe kind of struggles because he doesn't have the number one guy fucking pushing him.
It happens
to bring
time
out
and time
the
again.
Best of the best, yep. But then these guys forge some sort of a relationship, and then they go into this fucking senior league, and then they're like goofing around and still battling. And
yep.
The point I'm trying to make here is that we go to MMA. Why can't we have this shit happen in MMA where you have a seniors league where we're getting guys that, and, you know, you're getting to your 40s. I mean, fuck, you got Anderson Silva's 38. You got Dan Henderson, who's, what, 43, 44.
Sounds right.
Yeah. But you're getting guys that are way up there in age. Do we need to, I think we've said it before, we need to create a fucking division. I don't want to see everyone just go off because they still got some fights
well,
left
Well, they can
in
even
them.
Change the rules. Take the elbows out, you know, I don't know. Just kind of scale it back just enough where it's not so crazy, but it's still fun.
Grandpa versus grandpa. I don't give a fuck, but I still want to see guys fight that still could.
Yeah.
Chuck Liddell?
Yeah, well, him wrestling and grappling, no punching, that I would fine. Otherwise, no thanks. I don't,
just kicks.
Been
no,
knocked
no
out
punches.
Enough times recently. I don't want to see that anymore. So,
Mark Coleman?
Yeah, true.
He's, I don't know. I think he's 90. I think they need to be TRT'd, though. The senior league on TRT. Then I'm in.
I like it. I think you could sell.
It would be better than Bellator. That's all I'm saying.
Possibly. Have you been watching Fightmaster?
I can't get in, Ingo.
I tried to watch it. It's on my TiVo. I blew through the first 2 weeks in one sitting, and they're 1 hour shows. I watched them in 15 minutes. So take it or leave it. I was like, what is this? It's slightly cheesy. We'll have to see. I'm going to give it a chance. I think it's marketing genius on their part to do this. But at the same time, I think they're trying to be purposely different than the UFC.
It's so trying too hard.
To a fault, yes. I think maybe. We'll see. Once they get in the house, we'll see. Or if there is their house, I don't know.
I don't know. I just saw them all sitting on their leather chairs.
Yep.
Each one of them spotlighted individually, and it kind of looked like that. It's a show with like Mark Cuban and the other.
Oh, Shark Tank.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of that, where you
have
these guys all vying.
That's an awesome show. It's one of my favorite shows, man.
Vying for the inventor or whatever the company is, almost the same way you're vying for the fighter. You're like, you're trying to sell yourself to, hey, why you should come into my camp. Okay, maybe I saw a little bit, but I didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, the fighters get to pick where they go, but I think the guys are trying to sell it, and I don't know what the incentive is. I didn't really follow it too closely.
So did you see enough to see, are they evenly picking coaches then? Like, is it
well, of course, there's production value involved, so we don't really know if the order that things happen in or the order that things happen in.
Because everyone's picking fucking Greg Jackson.
It could be. And then they you know, they spread it around. So maybe once one guy fills up, they have he's out. I assume that's how it works. But I'm more interested in the fights, and the fights have been fairly decent in some respect. So it gives me hope that maybe it's not just some kind of a you know, road rules, house. What's that MTV thing? The fucking house show? What is that called? They had like 90
Real
seasons.
World.
That's it. Thank you.
I was going to say, it gives you hope like the newest Star Wars when that comes out. Like,
I have no hope for that.
Oh, come on.
Zero.
How about, I'll try to go positive. How about the next Xbox?
Oh, I have lots of hope.
Oh, see, I do.
See, I was a believer from day one.
What?
You were like, fuck those assholes.
I'm on the fence. Okay.
You can just unplug the Kinect. You don't have to have it
no,
on.
No, they've corrected some of the stuff. So let's get everyone up to date. So now you can play used games, right?
Yes.
You can sell it. You don't have to install it with the disc, right?
Correct.
What else did they say?
It doesn't call home 24 every 24 hours.
Yeah, you don't need an internet connection now. Right. So you can play offline.
Here's the thing, though.
Go.
Okay. Everyone is all on Sony's nuts because they had a good E3. They played it smart. They kept it quiet, and they said, we're going to remove the camera from our console and lower our price below Microsoft. Very smart. But we're not going to say anything about why. We're not going to create a ruckus. We're just going to fucking button hook them when they're not looking. And it worked. But the thing is that my current Xbox, which is actually the third one.
I'm on my fourth, by the way.
But never mind
all
that.
No red ring of death.
Hopefully Microsoft has learned their lesson. I've had it for like 6-7 years, right? So what the fuck are you bitching about $100 for when you're going to keep this thing for almost a decade, if not longer now? In this, it's about the games. It's about the platform. And I still say that Microsoft has a leap ahead of Sony at this point. in online and everything else that they're doing. Uh-huh. And they're trying to make their console like the home entertainment package, and I think that's the right concept, because I think the next thing that comes out will be exactly that. I think the consoles will probably even disappear. There'll just be this thing you buy, and then there's all this like online connectivity and you know, the games, and that's just my opinion.
Well, to the point on the price, I forgot where I read the article. They were talking about old consoles and what they would equate to nowadays.
Yeah.
And they said, like, actually that the prices are actually pretty fair, because
I think so.
When, I don't know what they were saying, was it Intellivision or something, when it came out, it was fucking $300 back in the day. And if you extrapolated that cost to now, it'd be like $700 or $800.
Yeah. Well,
then there was the one system.
3DO, which I bought.
Yes.
$799, like a dumb
fucking
idiot. I saved all my money.
It looked awesome.
And
though.
It looked so awesome. I bought like every game for it, and then the thing went out of fucking business. This is Panasonic.
It went out quick, too. It was like a year,
that,
right?
Gone. The games were the shit. It was like cutting edge graphics. No one had that. You know, there was like TurboGrafx-16 at the time, which was like 16-bit. This was 32, and then, you know, and then Nintendo came out with like the 64, and it all just kind of like snowballed. But that was like the time where everything was uncertain. Now you got two major players and a third one in Nintendo out of the game.
Oh, I gotta mention this. Did you hear the rumors that Google may be coming out with a box?
Yes.
Apple might be coming out with a box.
Not might, they are. And then there's that new thing, the Ouya. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, what is that, like $100?
Yeah, cheap, and it's open platform. So you buy the console, and the people, it's like open, people develop games, and then people, you and I could make a game, put it out on Ouya, and we can charge $5 for it. And it comes right to our pocket.
It's going to be BBC.
BBC, just BBC.
Just
kicking it in.
Cocks just coming at you, left and right.
As the people on YouTube are like, what the fuck? This isn't UFC 162. What are you guys talking about?
Just maintain. Or fast forward.
Relax,
I don't give
relax.
A fuck. We got shit to talk about.
That's right. I'm excited. Console, I'm looking forward.
Console
the
War
the new Forza
2013.
Looks awesome. I like I was telling you, I'm addicted to Top Gear right now. The new season starts next week. So the Forza game comes out. FIFA, UFC, Battlefield. I'm jumping ship. Fuck Call of Duty. I'm tired of Call of Duty. I'm playing Battlefield.
I still love you, Call of Duty. I'm coming back.
No!
I'm coming back, Call of Duty.
I can't play it. I can't do it.
Just the multiplayer. I can't stand the fucking
The Battlefield
nonsense.
Is way better. You got the tanks and helicopters and fucking boats.
But sell
it
to me for $40.
It's not gonna
I'm
happen.
Not in for 60. It'll happen, but it just depends when.
It'll take like a year.
No, fucking Call of Duty went 40.
I know,
quick.
But that's current gen.
And so did Halo.
Next
Halo
gen
went
is
in.
They're gonna keep those prices high. I'm just glad they didn't make them $70. Like I heard rumors.
Yeah, that's fucking 60 is still ridiculous.
Yeah, it's expensive.
$39.99. How many billions of dollars do you need to make? I mean, each one of these fucking
billions.
Games. Yeah, they're making billions. Lots of money.
Hey,
lots
man.
Of monies.
I'll take an extra zero. All day.
Well, they're taking them all, whether they want to or not, or whatever, you know. Use games! That's all right. I'm saying.
I'm with you. Go Xbox. Fuck you, Sony.
I'm on the fence. Until you get rid of your fucking camera, I'm out.
Okay. You can just unplug it. It's not built into the console.
I thought it has to be plugged in at all times for it to work. I'll just cut the cord.
It's plugged in, bitch. I'm pretty sure it's USB powered, as is the current one.
I think there's a special adapter because it's not going to be USB powered because they don't want people to use the Kinect on the PC.
Oh.
So they're fucking jacking
it's
you.
It's got a BBC powered.
Yeah. It's got a special input.
It'd be awesome. It had like
another
tip you put into like a vagina suction cup.
Like, what is
awesome
this?
Engineering.
Speaking of no one's looking, I'm fucking just jackhammering this motherfucker.
Awesome.
All good. We'll
right.
talk some USC
yes, please.
162 with the Bumblebee fucking
Silva versus Weidman, July 6th. It's also the same week they have the UFC Expo. Happens at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in beautiful downtown Las Vegas, Nevada.
One day we will make a fucking trip there to see one in Vegas. We have yet to do that.
I'd like to.
2013. Maybe that's 2014.
It could be. No, I don't know. Your birthday coming up. You never know.
I don't know. I want like a UFC 100 card if I'm going to fucking really do
I think 200 would be the shit, maybe.
Save it up.
UFC 200?
I want blowout. Fucking blowout. Hell yeah. All right.
My Wi-Fi is not working. I have a problem, Houston.
Are you on lockdown?
No, I'm good now. It's working. It was just taking its sweet ass time.
Should be. I should turbocharge you.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Turbo.
Ready?
I'm ready.
First fight. Hopefully everything's in order. We're a little rusty. It's all good. All right, we got Cub. Do you have a nickname?
I don't know.
Swanson, it's all good. 19-5 versus Dennis.
The Mule!
Seaver, he's 21-8. Swanson, 37% of his wins by KO, 37% by submission. Seaver, 24% by KO, 43% by submission. So Swanson has had a resurgence of late, and I throw that word out. Yes, I just throw it out. Take that.
Okay.
And 4-fight win streak, and he's been on a tear. And I'm not going to say the guy's on the juice, but he looks like he's on the juice. His body type looks different. I'm just saying.
A little bit.
Those little guys are juicing, eh? 45ers juicing it up?
Yeah, Swanson, he seems pissed because he was talking about the interview where he thought either himself or Lama should have got the title shot instead of the fucking Korean Zombie. So he's got this little edge built up in him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also irritated that Frankie Edgar versus Charles Oliveira fight is a co-main event where he thinks his fight should be. Because why does a guy who's on a 3-fight losing streak have his fight as co-main event?
He's a bigger star.
Well, he's a former title holder.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
He's had 7 title fights in a row.
I think they made these two matchups on purpose because they could have done Frankie versus someone else, but I think they're trying to, because if Frankie wins his fight, he's going to have to fight one of these two guys and not for the title right away, because then you know how people were bitching, like how many goddamn title shots does the Italian guy get? It's like fucking racist already.
This is fucking bullshit. Like, God damn it, Frankie Edgar. Enough. It's enough.
So these four are in the mix, I think, for the title shot, right?
Yeah, these two plus everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
So. It's wide open right now.
Okay.
And Seaver, it's like you kind of, I don't think he's involving. That's the challenge with him. Like, he's a big, strong, muscular dude. He's going to throw some spinning shit at you.
He's got girth, man.
At 145, that is a big motherfucker. But, again, it takes a lot of cardio to power all those big, beefy muscles. So what's going to happen? And Swanson's good. It definitely should have a speed advantage. And I think he's the more dynamic fighter. I think he beats fucking Seaver in the stand-up. He beat Seaver in the speed. He beat Seaver in the cardio. He beat Seaver in the submissions. Fuck it. I'll give him the wrestling, too, while I'm at it. I like fucking Swanson all day long. And I think,
Lecter.
Yeah. Whatever I think the... I don't know what he's talking about, but I like
not a word.
It's all good. Buy it for a dollar. I like what Swanson's offering right now. He's changed his game up.
Tattoos.
He's evolved.
Lots of tattoos.
He's fucking making it happen.
Palm trees on his... I don't know what the fuck.
Because he's a player. He doesn't give a fuck. He's sitting on a beach.
It's from Miami.
He's catching rays and banging chicks.
Okay.
That's how he rolls. And that's how everyone should roll if you're in your fucking 20s.
He's
29.
You. Good for
cha-ching. Seaver, 34. So I think with his chip on his shoulder that he needs to make a statement here because he wants a fucking title shot, and I think he's going to make it. And I'm going to take him. I'm going to go second round submission.
Okay.
For Mr. Swanson, what say you?
I'm predicting this is fight of the card right here. These two guys love to stand and trade fucking blows.
Let me bang, bro.
Hell yeah, it's exciting. Seaver is a kickboxer. Swanson's more of a boxer. The thing that's, for me, that I feel like Seaver is more skilled in the stand-up department because of his kicks. He should be able to keep this fight at distance. Where Cub seems to like be a power puncher, he's more of like a brawler style. Kind of he goes after it almost recklessly at times, where Seaver, with the German roots, he's more meticulous and technical and tactical. And therefore, I'm going to say that the Mule can finish this fight in the second round via KO. I think the first round is going to be a barn burner because both guys are tough as fuck, and it's going to be fun. But Seaver, second round, TKO. I'm going to predict some sort of kick to the head. We'll end this fight from the 145ers. Dennis! The Menace, Siva. What says the 8-ball?
Magic 8-ball.
He's trying to contain himself.
I'm just like letting shit run in my head without saying it.
Nah, I don't
Magic 8-ball is saying Cub Swanson.
Cub Swanson. God damn, the Wi-Fi is extra slower. It's my iPad.
It's your fucking iPad. You got to let me, we should do a speed test.
Speed test.
I'll just power my fucking shit off and on.
And see how it works. Now it's back.
I'll speed test my iPhone while we're running through here and see if it's a you problem or a me problem.
It's probably a me problem. I think my iPad's probably got some kind of germs on it.
Your fucking it's thing's infected. Got the HIV.
It's infected.
Not only do I have the HIV, but his fucking iPad has the HIV. So we're moving right along as I'm speed testing here. All right, we got Tim Kennedy. He is 15-4 versus Hodger Gracie. He is 6-1. It's all good. It's Kennedy, 33% of his wins by KO, 53% by submission. Gracie, 83% of his wins by submission. What do you see going on here? The Wi-Fi is running a little slow.
Is it? It's all good.
I've got a 5.9 download and a 12 up right
should
now.
Should still be.
It should be running 20.
Should be plenty fast. It's all good. You probably got a lot of shit happening. All right. Well, we have Tim Kennedy, who's a wrestler, I think, strikers type guy, versus a guy who's
wrestler by day, plumber by night.
That's right. Perhaps in Hodger Gracie, the most accomplished jiu-jitsu practitioner in the sport's history.
In the world!
He's won world championships and all kinds of shit, open weights and tournaments. He's probably the baddest ass pure jiu-jitsu player on the planet. That being said, his stand-up has looked somewhat stiff and
desired.
Stiff,
like a jab, like he should use his
like
reach.
They need to lubricate his upper body
he's
more
like
loose.
The Tin Man.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
It's a little bit predictable, and it was a King Mo that got caught him.
Oh, King Mo, I can fuck out.
Yeah, and King Mo is not exactly a fucking like world-class boxer, but neither is Tim Kennedy, so I feel like Kennedy, who we saw here in Chicago working out at Flow, was able to handle a couple of the guys, which we know are very tough, able to hold them down. Like, I remember when he went against Jonatas, even. I know he had a weight advantage, but Jonatas is a fucking black belt jiu-jitsu guy, and it's not, like, low level. And he was able to stay on top fairly easily against them. So, that being said, though, Hodger Gracie's much bigger. If you remember, the guy fought at a 205, and he's cutting a lot of weight. I feel like with him being longer, being so much more accomplished, Kennedy could win the stand-up, but I think Hodger, his reach and everything, is going to prevent that. So if Kennedy tries to play ground game, I think as soon as that happens, Hodger's going to be able to finish this fucker fast. I'm predicting like a second rounder early, because Hodger's gas is not exactly the best either.
This is a question of gas tanks, is what you're saying?
Right. Kennedy has plenty of it, Hodger not so much. So I'm going to say it's going to hit the ground in the second round early, because Kennedy will get frustrated at the lack of whatever in the first round, and as soon as it happens, Hodger will get his top and probably finish this with like a rear naked choke type thing. He's too much on the ground. I just don't see, Kennedy's not good enough to knock him out or whatever. So as much as I like Tim Kennedy and all of his complaining about his salary.
Yeah.
What say you, sir?
Well, this is weird fight because it's like two strike force guys, right? And it's both of their first fights in the UFC.
Yes.
And they chose not to match them up against current UFC fighters, but let's fucking pit them both
against
each other.
Is it Loser Leaves Town, maybe? No.
Might as well be. I don't give a shit. Fuck okay. It. Why not? But, so it's a weird matchup right off the bat. And then, like you were saying, so Kennedy comes out and he's talking about the fighter pay and how shitty it is. And then he comes out and apologizes and basically says, the UFC is the best fucking organization in the world. They pay awesome. I don't know what I was saying. I'll apologize. Ranger up!
Please don't
just yell something at
me. Please don't ban my brand.
Yeah. Oh, you so lost your sponsors. Tim Kennedy, didn't he do that one fight? He came out with nothing on his shorts because they wouldn't let him Ranger up.
Yeah, that was I think that was the Strike Force here.
So he can't Ranger up. That's fucking bullshit.
Nah, it's bullshit.
So I think based on that, and it's a question of,
balls?
Kennedy, yes, is balls.
Okay.
And if they're shaved or not. Nice. And Kennedy, where he wants to take a fight, that's the challenge. Because Gracie, his wrestling, no, non-existent, per se.
He doesn't need it, though. He's got the grappling.
True, but Kennedy, if he gets top position, do you think Gracie's going to submit him from bottom?
No, he'll sweep. He's got to
sweep and take top.
Right.
I can see.
Gracie can get mount. I think that's his favorite spot.
What if Kennedy just decides, fuck it, let's keep it standing? Gracie, I don't think Hodger can take it to the ground.
Maybe not, but he might. I don't know, man. This is weird. I think it's going to be, if Kennedy's smart, he'll run for a round and wear this guy out, and then in the second round go to work. That's what he should do.
Did the light just get brighter all of a sudden?
I felt a flash or something. Was that the ghost again?
It flew by last show at 47:10 mark. Cha-ching! for 3 seconds. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah. It might have been just a piece of dust.
Someone get murdered down here that I don't know about?
I saw. Maybe.
Speaking of which, I haven't seen your wife in a while.
You probably won't.
Also,
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying. So, I think it's either going to be a stand-up war and Kennedy just fucking sticks it to Gracie, or Kennedy's probably going to take it down to the ground and just fucking grind it for 3 rounds and not the most exciting fight on the card. So, I think I'm going to take Kennedy with the decision.
That's fair. I can see that happening, for sure.
I see Gracie with the submission, too. So
yeah. I can see Kennedy knocking him out, too.
Anything can happen. That's why we just want to see Hodger use his jab. He's got the fucking reach.
Use it effectively. He's supposedly been working on a stand-up. We'll see. You know, yeah. I think he's out there at in the UK with the, was it Wolf's Den or Wolf's Lair, whatever the fuck that place is. Oh,
God, I
working
hope
his
not.
Boxing. I no, they got not. Pretty good boxing. That's what Rampage, you know, worked on his boxing there.
Magic 8-Ball is going to take Tim Kennedy.
All right.
Tim Kennedy. Ooh, I need to take a big sip before I get into this one. Oh, man.
Whoa, man.
Drink it all now, Alan. All right. We got Frankie.
The answer.
I suppose. Edgar. He's 15-4-1. There was a time
all
when
four
the
losses
man was
were in
undefeated.
Title shots, weren't they? Are all four losses in title shots?
Well, it was like, what? How many losses?
Which you didn't lose to BJ Penn, fuckers.
You sure didn't. Versus Charles. Dubronx.
Yeah,
Oliveira.
Sorry.
I got, 16-3. Edgar, 27% of his wins by KO and 20% by submission. Oliveira, 38% of his wins by KO, 56% by submission. So, I think the biggest challenge in this fight is going to be Edgar not fighting a 5-round fight. So I don't think his cardio is going to be as big of his advantage as it used to be in the past. As I get a sigh from my dog, like, shut the fuck up, I want to take a nap here.
Fucking Frankie Edgar.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Puts me to sleep.
No. And he's on, Edgar's on a 3-fight losing streak, and I think it was, he, 12.
Ah, come on.
Wait. 12 of his 19 fights have gone to decision, Ingo.
I know, but I don't think he lost that fight.
Which one? You could say he didn't lose it to Benson. He didn't lose it to BJ.
I don't think he lost it to Benson.
He didn't lose it to fucking Gray. It was a draw, so he didn't lose it. But
yeah,
either way.
God, that guy always is in such close fights.
It's a problem. Yeah. Well, because he doesn't finish. It's like, that's the trade-off.
He finished Gray Maynard.
Well, yeah. But if 12 out of 19 don't go to fucking finish, that's a problem. It's a decision. But that's the trade-off. If you're going to fucking have all the cardio in the world, you're not going to have the finishing power.
Right.
So where do you want to win at? And in a 3-round fight, I don't like his chances.
But Oliveira has stamina issues, as we've seen in the past. And he's also a slow starter.
Edgar is a slow starter, too.
You think so? I don't know.
Well, he said he was working on that.
Really?
And he's also brought in Edson Barboza to train with.
Ooh, that's a good one.
To help mimic, you know, Oliveira's
stamina. They're very similar in styles, yeah.
And Oliveira, you know, I think, didn't Swanson knock him out?
I believe that's correct.
Recently.
Jim Miller subbed him, if you remember, with that crazy. He seems too relaxed all the time. Like, he's just not.
Yeah, he doesn't. Like, it's almost like a Frank Mir relax.
Yeah.
Where you're in a fucking dangerous position and you're just like, fuck it.
Yep.
Like, dude, you needed to react fast. So, I think I'm just going to grudge fuck Edgar in this fight. Because I don't like the guy.
You don't like Frankie? I love Frankie.
Rocky!
I think he's overrated. I'm going to fucking say it.
I don't know.
People put him on the fucking pound-for-pound greatest fighter list, and if you ain't finishing, you ain't a fighter to me.
Yeah, but his style...
Is that a fair statement? Probably not.
Maybe not. I don't know. It's hard to say. I really like him because I think
he's got a shit ton of heart.
He's got a lot of heart. He does more with less, and I think...
Does more with less.
Yes.
So he's usually banging chicks in the ass, then.
Probably.
Because they like it smaller.
Correct. But I'm just saying, here's a guy who may not be the most athletically gifted, but he will outwork a motherfucker all night long, and he will not go away. You can beat him senseless, and he's
like, choke that motherfucker. Choke him, Charles.
Yeah. Well, Charles, you know, I don't know.
He's going to submit him.
Charles likes to play the stand-up game. That's his Muay Thai.
If he goes to the ground, though, Someone's getting submitted, and that's why I'm taking Oliveira.
I just don't think if you. I remember,
second round choke.
I remember a fight with Edgar where he was like locked up in the third round and almost submitted, and he refuses to tap. It was a while back.
Oh, he got fucking knee barred by who the fuck was
this
that?
Old school fight, like
Tyson Griffin.
That's it. He's like, I'm not tapping. You're fucking crazy.
Like there's like 3 seconds left. I don't give a shit.
You got to choke him out. That's the only chance you have. I don't think he taps to other things.
No, he'll just let shit break.
Yep, he is tough as fuck. I think Oliveira just starts way too slow for me. And Edgar, you know, he's a pace guy, so he's gonna put it on him right away. He's gonna come out just going to work, and Oliveira will never be able to get comfortable. And I think the first round is going to go very one-sided, and then Frankie gets a KO in the second because Oliveira is susceptible. I don't think he's got the best chin at this weight class. And
no, he doesn't. Well, here's another question, though. So you look at Edgar, who's just coming off 7 fucking title fights in a row.
It's crazy. what the fuck? Him and Chael Sonnen are like brothers.
Is he mentally all there, not fighting in a title fight, and now going to the three-rounder? You know,
that's an interesting question.
It's a challenge.
It's an interesting
because
question.
Because you're not headlining the fucking card for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I wonder, too, it's funny you brought that up because I have to say there has to be some psychological thought process in knowing that you don't have 4 and 5 to catch up anymore. Now you're doing 25 minutes, you're going down to 15.
Right.
And if you change up your style so much and you've been doing the same thing for so long, it's either the best thing that ever happened, or it's the worst thing that ever happened.
And you're on a precipice of getting cut if you lose.
Oh, come on.
Are you going to let him take 4 and come back?
Dan Hardy has.
Well, Dan Hardy's from the UK, and we need more foreign
fighters. Frankie Edgar's Italian. He's from Jersey. Isn't he? I think.
Yeah, he is. Plays for me. I know someone who knows him.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They were telling me about him before he was even in the U.S.
It's probably the shit, man. He seems like a cool dude. I think it's going to be pretty good.
I
really would rather see, like, Frankie Edgar fight, like, one of the other two guys versus Charles Oliveira. I feel like the UFC is trying to give him someone that...
They're trying to give him someone that he can beat.
Yes. And...
And then it's not going to work.
Sometimes it doesn't work
out. Oliveira's not buying into this fucking shit. Fuck that.
We'll see. We'll see.
So, you got Edgar. What are you taking?
2. KO.
With a KO.
Yep.
It's not going to surprise me. I'm taking Oliveira, second round sub. Choke! Choke or something exotic, like a fucking, what is that, a Bohemian necktie?
Sure.
I don't know.
Bohemian Rhapsody? What the fuck is a Bohemian Rhapsody?
Bohemian necktie? Yeah. One of them fucking.
Like the armpit. Smell my
hair. Exotic fucking submission.
Smell my hairy armpit.
Where they stick your foot under the
fucking.
Speaking
of which, do fighters, you never noticed, do they shave their armpits? Is that
most do. You should.
Just for hygienic purposes?
Yeah, it stinks less. It's like a fucking snatch, right?
I guess.
Less bacteria, less hair, less crabs, less scabbies.
Crabs are bad, I'll give you that.
Magic 8-Ball is taking Frankie Edgar. A BBC for the win.
This is a small card, like physically size-wise. Is there even a heavyweight fight on this card?
No.
Let me check.
I'm going to say no. I mean, Boach versus Munoz is on here, and... By the way, did you see that?
Yes, that was funny you brought
that
up.
Oh, my God. The Mark Munoz 261 to 189, what do they call it?
The Gonzaga-Dave Herman fight is on this thing.
Oh, okay.
That's the only heavyweight fight. Everything else is fucking middleweight or smaller. There's not a light heavyweight fight on this card. There's only one heavyweight fighter, and everything else is like 185 or less. Interesting. I wonder. Okay. Usually it's July 4th, man. They blow it out. What the fuck?
UFC 100.
Yeah.
Was that 4th of July card?
I think it was. You got the poster.
July 11th.
Yeah, should be in there.
Close enough. Yeah. UFC 100. Beat it. Best card
Beat
ever.
Beat it.
Michael Bisping. Pride rules.
Pride rules. Speaking of being a bitch.
Come on, War MMA.
Sponsor!
Take a big bong rip.
We got DefenseOp.com. Go to DefenseOp and spend money. 15% off. Code MMA Nuts.
You can save yourself monies and stay clean. And the bar tastes delicious. It's right there.
It is? I lost track.
It's right behind Chael Sonnen.
It's around here somewhere.
He's shitting on the... He's trying to keep his ass clean.
Of course. Keep your nose clean.
I'll put it in my mouth. I don't give a fuck.
Also, we're sponsored by GoDaddy.com.
Jury.
That's what I was trying to think of the name. Couldn't think of it.
On go fire to
294 nuts. Get your 290. to 295.
Should be 249 nuts.
Sorry.
They are 249.com.
Fucking dyslexic.
I'm going to let him keep going.
No, I forgot the rest of them. Go ahead. Go
for
it.
You get 495.com, so just code MMA nuts. You get three. Fuck, there's new ones because we're. This show's going to come out on April 1st.
No. July.
July 1st. Okay, so then there's go 32 off 6. You can get 32% off, and it doesn't matter if you're a fucking current customer. It still works. And then there's another one. I think it's free 7. You're going to have to correct this afterwards.
I'll put it all down
here. I think
here.
It's free 7. You get a $4.com with free private registration because you don't need everybody
like
to 10 fucking
bucks. Yeah.
See your shit.
So if you start like wefuckedyourmom.com and you don't want everyone to know that where you live.
Wefuckedyourmom.com. I came on her face and your sister's. What?
That's a long URL, but it could work.
Almost. Short is better if you're going to go into the URL world.
You should just start registering whole sentences. Is there a limit to the number of characters?
You can do whatever you want.
It's a paragraph. You got to type in exactly correct, or you can't get to the URL. That'd be awesome.
I got
make,
one.
Make it like the best porn site ever.
I got one, but I can't say it.
It's all good. Say it. Say it, don't spray it.
No, you would be the only person that would understand it. Everyone else wouldn't get the joke.
That's fine. All right, moving on.
So it's probably best not to say it. And the initials of the person are TH, and it's fucking 5 minutes away.
Okay.
He doesn't know. I'll just say The Loop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Got it. Oh, we have a new sponsor. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Onnit.com.
Woo!
Yes. For if you, listen.
Check out this kettlebell.
Yeah. It's so
it's
heavy.
It's on the
you
way.
You can't see it.
I can't even hold it up. It's so heavy. It's
go
final.
To onnit.com/MMA knots and save how much?
10% off 10%. All supplements.
Yes. We got a big goodie bag of stuff coming. I hear this shit's all the rage. I'm very excited.
We're going to fucking go alpha brain crazy. As soon as that shit comes in, that first show, I'm going to fucking download.
We're
so
not
going to
drink
them.
Beer. We're going to make a hemp protein shake with alpha brain. Shroom Tech Sport and like fucking.
And then I'm gonna be kettlebelling the whole episode.
We're just gonna go crazy. Your vein is gonna pop out on your forehead.
Look,
it's gonna
it already is right here.
It's gonna go.
It doesn't give a shit. It's gonna
all over
fucking
the camera.
Explode.
So, go there. I don't know. I listen to the Rogan podcast and I've known about Honor forever. I've never really bought their product, although I would love to buy the hemp because I like hemp. It's just kind
of
pricey, but with
10% I have a shit ton of
10% off.
Shit
it's
ton
a pretty
of
good
hemp.
Deal. So and you can be
protein.
You can be a good...
gluten-free.
Yes.
That's important for me.
Easily vaporized, too. I mean, wait.
That's all good. That's Susura.
What? Yes. Moving on. The main event!
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to, like, remind me of those codes on my way home tonight or something.
Oh, you got that email. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Reply to it so I can find it. I'll have to fix it. Hey, Sonny, are you still
check
down
our
there?
Website. What's going on, puppy?
It's the main event time. Are you with me?
She's dialed up. She's ready to go.
That's good.
All right, we got Anderson.
The Spider!
You're irritating my dog. She's going to bite you now. Look at her.
I'm just
look
kidding.
So she's pissed off. You motherfucker.
Sorry.
She is 33-4 versus Chris.
Supernatural, believe it or not, is his nickname.
What?
So it says.
Gay Weidman. I don't know. Gay in a good way. Hey, gay. Everyone gay can get married now. Enjoy.
The Doma or whatever the fuck that is.
Or we got all Mr. Roboto.
Yes, they voted it down or voted it up. I don't follow this shit, but I'm just saying.
Omar, come here.
Sorry, dog. I didn't mean to scream. I got excited.
Watch out. Come here.
Is she in the shot? There she is.
Oh, what's happening? Puppy. Say hi to,
say hi to the
there.
Millions of fans out there.
We just got the back of your head in the shot, and you're winking at everybody. She's tired as fuck.
She's exhausted.
It's all good.
It's all good. Good doggy.
All right. Anderson, 61% of his wins by KO, 18% by submission. Weidman, 33% of his wins by KO, 33% by submission. What do you see going on here?
Man, you're going to let her out. Yeah, the thing with me is I've been looking for a guy that can beat Anderson Silva. And John Jones, for that matter, for a long time, and probably GSP. But the thing is, man, if I look at Weidman's resume, I just don't really see anything that exciting.
Oh, you're out of your fucking mind.
I'm saying to myself,
no.
Look at who he
Let
beat.
Me tell you.
He can fucking, he's no. a world beater.
No, Silva. He raped, no, he, who are you talking, Weidman?
Weidman.
He raped Mark Munoz. Raped him.
Yeah, but Munoz, absolutely that was the bloated, I'm in fucking mentally challenged mean. Issues with personal
how about,
problems.
How about taking a fight on short notice against Damian Maia?
I know,
him.
But.
That's and he cut in like 800 pounds in 24 hours or whatever he did.
Shitting out that pasta and
oh my God.
Fucking gravy.
Because you know he's on the Ray Long diet, man, Sarah.
It's all good.
Holy shit. How tough is that to be Weidman when you're hanging around those fuckers?
It's got
to
be tough. But I'm just saying his resume is not as impressive as other people who have faced Anderson Silva.
Silva, keep going. Dig it, Ingo.
He's one of those guys where he's just too gifted. He's got the stand-up. He's like, you give him a few minutes in a fight, and then all of a sudden, like he flips that switch, and it's like, fuck, this guy, you can't hit him, you can't scare him. He gives you that look of like, oh my God, he's about to kill me. Like, the only one who he didn't do that to was really the first Chael Sonnen fight, which he was supposedly injured for, and Chael came out balls to the wall, whatever.
Well, I think he wasn't expecting Chael to stand with him initially, and
right.
he was like fucking tagging him, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then he switched it up and took him down and fucking
Jail had
pounded him
perfect.
Out for four, three fifth rounds. I still shed a tear.
Sucks, man. Ugh. But I say, the question that people have asked me is,
what?
Can Chris Weidman beat Anderson Silva? I say, yes, he can, just not right now. So he is still too green in some aspects, stand-up being one of them. He's a great wrestler. Can he hold Silva down? Maybe. But Silver's too good in the stand-up. The guy is not going anywhere yet. I have not seen him slow down. I really haven't. There's not been moment in time. I think he's a robot. He's not
he's
real.
He's either an alien. He might be
real.
GSP alien.
He's not real.
Losing time, taking cocks or whatever.
Yeah, he's not real.
But the question is, well, what age is going to catch up with him at some point?
Maybe this is the fight.
This could be the fight.
I don't think so, though. Second round, TKO. He's going to Yushin Okami, Chris Weidman. Remember Okami fight? Where things were going okay, and then all of a sudden, Silva was like, yeah, I'm fighting now. You ready? And he just put the beating on Okami. I think the same thing's going to happen here.
So, okay, I hear you.
What say you, sir?
Well, here's some of the challenges. Well, let's look at first. A lot of the fighters are picking Weidman to be Anderson Silva.
True.
I'm not going to say fighters are always right, but they are probably more dialed into a
maybe they're
fighter's
hoping?
Style. No. Hoping. I think they understand the style, because if you look at who's given Anderson the toughest fights of his life, and it's usually the wrestlers.
Right.
Chael. Henderson gave him a rough
for a round.
Round. Luter gave him a rough round, but
Didn't Luter have to cut like ridiculous weight too?
He didn't make weight. Yeah. It wasn't a title fight, and so. He had Anderson
he ran out of
full
gas.
Mount.
Yeah.
And was teeing away, and then went for a sloppy armbar. Like never give up mount for an armbar. I don't give a fuck. I think that's nonsense. Even if you're an armbar king, don't do that.
Or queen.
Right. Whatever. Represent.
Yes. Rainbows. What if you're Ronda Rousey?
It's different. I don't know. Okay. I
fair enough.
Me personally, I wouldn't, but I think key position. But anyway.
Okay.
So you got to look at Weidman. The challenges for him. He's got a couple things going against him. Obviously, he's coming off of an injury. He's been off for a year.
Shoulders? Right.
I think so.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Okay.
So I almost wish he could have had a warm-up fight before this one, but you know what? Sometimes you can't get everything you want, so fuck it. You got your title shot finally, and you look at how they're selling the fight. Anderson hasn't said dick to try to promote this fight. Weidman's the guy that's out there that's promoting the fuck out of this.
Why is that? It's weird. Isn't
I don't know. It's almost it's like he's disrespecting Weidman because he doesn't think he should have to fight Weidman.
So he's just not going to talk about it?
Yeah.
Because he's just like, just this guy's beneath me?
Right.
Anderson seems like kind of a dick, huh?
He does.
And when you're that good, it's hard not to be, I guess.
Well, the thing is, he's won 17 fights in a row, I think.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like 7 years or something.
Unstoppable.
Where he hasn't lost a fight. And the other challenge for Weidman is, you know, Matt Serra is usually in his corner with Luongo. Matt Serra is not going to be in his corner this time because
feeding the pasta.
Yeah.
Eat this. You're fine. Eat this pasta.
Because he had some surgery, like some some challenges with that.
He had a rib removed or something crazy.
Yeah, like a top rib for whatever reason. I don't know.
Probably to make room for the pasta.
Yeah, damn right.
They need some room.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
And then I think his wife had another child, so.
Ooh, congrats.
How does he handle that? The good thing for Weidman is that he headlined the card, because that fight versus Munoz, he was a headliner. So this isn't his first time headlining, so he can deal with that. Plus, he's undefeated. You got to look at that mentality.
True.
When you're undefeated, you have all the fucking confidence in the world. So it doesn't fucking matter who you're fighting. You're dialed in. You think you can beat anybody. And I look at his style, and I look at Chael Sonnen, and I say, man, it seems like he could be Chael Sonnen on steroids, but does that make sense? Because Chael Sonnen is on steroids?
I'm with you still.
Okay. So he's better at submissions. He's better at defense. So, and when Weidman takes you down, he's going to fucking hurt you.
Right.
If he gets he gets top control, you're going to fucking eat some elbows. It's not like Chael's going to be on top of you and just like, pitter-pattering you, like racking up punches like his points. Weidman gets on top of you. He's on top of you to finish you. Herb Dean reffing, by the way, in this one. So
awesome.
You're going to get a fair
hopefully
reffing match here. So
yep.
Also, Weidman brought Stephen Thompson in to the Wonder Boy to help mimic Anderson's style. I don't think, again, it's tough when you're getting the guys that are the fucking best of the best to try to get someone to mimic their style, but
yes,
you try to do what you can, and I think I gotta go with fucking Chris. I gotta go with Weidman, man.
Wow. What kind of a
submission?
Ouch. Okay.
I think we're gonna get a third round of submission. I think he can do enough in the stand up and the takedowns to mix shit up to keep Anderson guessing. If Anderson doesn't know if it's heads or tails, I think you're okay.
Yeah.
But if he figures your equation out, you're fucked. You are absolutely fucked.
Yeah, right? I agree with that.
I'm going to go with Weidman, a third-round submission. I think I'm going to go with age catching up with Anderson. I'm going to fucking throw out the year off and just say, fuck, caution to the wind, and say, it's Weidman's time, man.
Okay. It could very well be. I'd like to see it. I mean, that would certainly shake things up if that happened.
I mean, well, that's the thing. You got all these guys, and we talked about this in the past. All these guys that are title holders, they haven't fucking lost in forever, man.
Yep.
I mean, I think heavyweight, obviously, that one always changes hands, but you go down the line, with the exception to the 55-pound belt that just
Jones
got
is
won,
newer, but, too, but I think the GSP, Silva.
These guys are just too fucking just dominant.
Way too dominant.
Too dominant, so.
One of them will fall. Wasn't there a question at the beginning of the year who will fall first? GSP or Anderson Silva? One of the fans, I think, asked us a while in the, like, around
it's
January.
It's got to be Anderson.
So I think we said Anderson. So maybe this is the, because this is probably be his last fight of the year, too.
Yeah.
The way his track record is now.
True. So. Magic 8-Ball is going to take Anderson Silva.
Spider. He should win. He should.
He should. I mean, I think the odds are still pretty stacked against Weidman. So whatever money I have left and whatever betting account, I think I'm just going to throw it on Weidman and say I'm either all in or I'm all out. Fuck it.
Fair enough. That brings us to Ask the Nuts.
That's right. I'm going to take another sip because I'm going to get fucking wasted tonight.
All right. I got me some Arrogant Bastard Ale, by the way.
What are you drinking?
I like this stuff. It's just like a typical ale go-to.
You can go like some big blottles.
I do. They're good because, like, it's a higher alcohol content than normal beer, so, like, I can have one during the show, sometimes two.
it
depends. I try to have one because I have to, you know, get up in the morning, work the next day. But this is good. Try this.
Work and stuff.
Yeah. I'm trying not to work soon.
It's all good.
So
it'll be happening.
Click our links and all that shit.
Buy stuff.
Buy things. Yeah.
It's all good. All right. Ryan Smith says, I'll be at UFC 162 in Las Vegas,
fucking rich, man. He's going
will attend the Fan Expo. Who has been the coolest fighter, male or female, you've met and or interviewed?
I don't know. I think Cowboy Cerrone was pretty fucking cool. Like, he seems like a guy I'd like to hang out with. That's From when they were here in Chicago, he just seems like a regular dude.
He's a fucking straight shooter. He's a cowboy. That's no fucking bullshit.
I like it.
And then I'll say, like, runner-up Damian Maia.
Definitely cool.
He was really down to earth, and he was fucking totally relaxed. Because some of the guys you're talking to, and they're like, interview, and they're a little nervous. Damian was, like, so dialed in. We're just shooting his shit. And I'm like, well, let me fucking stand next to you. I got to see how tall you are. I'm like, fucking hell, man. You're like the first fighter I've met that have actually met my expectations of like how big you are in person versus how big you look on fucking TV.
Yep. So maybe we can get him in here. I think he's due to come in the next few months. You know,
him and Comprito?
Comprito was saying that...
He sit on Comprito's lap.
That Comprito is supposedly going to corner him for his fight.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Cool.
Because I think something's like... somehow that's going to work out. So, because... right now, Comprito doesn't have anybody in the UFC that he's cornering, and I think Damian is going to use him for. And I think Comprito is doing some jiu-jitsu shit with him.
Can they do like a superstar? You get Vanderlei in the corner too.
Maybe. Is he fighting some Josh Koscheck? Right? Isn't that who?
Yeah.
He is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comprito's good against those wrestlers. He knows things.
Yeah. He knows crafty. Stuff. He's smart. And then Ryan Smith's second follow-up. Do you guys like the Jacare versus Okami matchup? And do you think we'll actually see Okami get submitted?
I do like it, and I think it's possible for sure.
Awesome. I'm going to burp or throw up.
If you're going to spew that way.
Yo. I only spewed forward onto my cock.
Did you let your dog out? Oh, you did, yeah. I was like, we're missing a dog.
Who let the dogs out? Roof, roof, roof. Sorry.
Dog cam.
It's all good. Anders Peterson, BBC. What do you guys think about Uriah Hall's spinning back kick? You see that little clip?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of bullshit. It was like,
what?
What?
I don't know.
I don't know. He seemed like kind of dickish after. Who knows? Training is weird. Like, I've watched a lot of guys train, and I always feel like it's too amped up. But then I'm like, I'm not a fighter. I guess if they're, it's hard to.
The guy was hitting him pretty hard. It's tit for tat.
True.
So the guy hit him with a head kick pretty hard, and that's how sparring usually. It goes to a certain point until whoever's in control of the situation tells you, okay, you're hitting too hard, back it down, back it down.
Yeah.
Whenever I sparred or whenever I sparred with anybody else, I would always hit someone hard, fast, so they knew what was going to come if you wanted to get in close. So.
Okay.
That's how I start my sessions, and then I try to back down. And then Brandon Wheaton says, does the video show Hall's lack of respect after getting embarrassed while showing off? I'm like, no, we're saying it's just you keep bumping the levels. One guy goes, you go. One guy, you keep edging up until someone says, back it down.
Yeah, and after all, they're fighters. That's their game, is they're trying to beat each other up. So
yeah,
can't really apologize for that. It's different if you're shooting pool and you elbow somebody in the face by accident. That's different. But
or even if you're sparring, you elbowed someone. Like, oh, yeah, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, but a spinning back kick, I mean, that's all fair game. You just caught
I wouldn't be throwing that, but I'm not a fucking professional UFC fighter. So. Right. And that's not one of my techniques. That's his game is spinning shit.
Mm-hmm.
Spinning shit. All right, Eric Nelson says, are you guys enjoying Bellator's Fightmaster? I am personally. It's a different format that shows a bit more about the sport. I also like how they're not rushing the qualifying fights. I find myself legitimately interested with this show. Maybe one of the smartest decisions to promote themselves that Bellator has made. Do you guys agree?
Well, like I said earlier, I respectfully disagree about the length of time that's taking to do the prelims. It's different for sure, but I kind of wish they would just do it in 1 week. They're dragging this out over like a month. So, and now I think this week there is no show, and it's just like really weird because of the holiday, 4th of July. So I don't know what this ratings is going to get fucked up somehow. So if they're trying to build it, I think maybe they're going about it the wrong way. But I like the fact that it's different. So maybe I'm giving it a chance. So let's see what happens in the next phase. The current phase is slightly boring for me. Sorry.
I'm giving it no chance. Griffith out.
Says no.
Kyle Borges Maia, Brazil or Spain?
I think Brazil just won
3-0. Is that
even a question? Yes, and he's talking about football. They just won today.
Soccer 3-0. For you uneducated 3-0. Folks like myself.
Brazil!
But is that even a question? If you say Brazil or Spain, I'm picking Brazil. Doesn't matter what the fuck the
sport is. I don't know. I think
is.
It's a pretty big rivalry. But
Brazil.
It was a blowout.
That's right,
today.
Pete. Brazil, you fucker. I think he wears Spain fucking
underpants,
soccer shirts.
He's got Spain condoms.
That's
he's fucking big old.
He's
Spanish
the Spaniard,
flag.
Charles Brennan.
Yeah.
Ryan Mew asks, besides BJJ, what other martial art do you think is the most useful in really time situations?
Nipple twisting.
Yeah, it's either that or the Indian rug burn, which is racist as fuck now. But that's bullshit. I think you should be able to Indian rug burn someone in jiu-jitsu. Will you submit? Probably not. But no. Will you irritate someone?
Yes.
Definitely. And the titty twister. Double titty twister. Not even the Korean zombie twister on fucking Garcia, Leonard. Following me?
I'm with you.
But, oh, seriously, Bass Rutten, lethal street fighting DVD. All they gotta say is you'll end up with a Tabasco bottle shoved up your ass, and awesome. That will lead you into Krav Maga.
With the cap on or off?
No, hopefully off, because you wanna spike it up. Like you're testing a baby bottle, you get it a little out, and then you fucking.
I think you might be talking about traditional martial arts. Instead of like some craziness.
No, fuck the traditional shit. You want to go with shit that works.
Like
if you
judo?
If you want shit that works, you look at Bass Rutten.
Judo might work.
Bass Rutten been in many a street fight.
True.
Bass Rutten won many a street fight.
Yes.
Bass Rutten knows his shit. So I watch his DVDs.
So does he keep a bottle of Tabasco in
you
his
should
back
just keep
pocket?
One, it's like mace, time. But it's like for after effect.
He just pulls it out and puts it on the counter. He just looks at the guy.
What?
You see this?
What?
You want to put this
he
in your
shows
ass?
Shows you a lot of neat
okay,
shit.
I suggest you walk away.
Or
you'll be wearing this as a fucking anal plug shortly.
Yeah, you won't feel awesome. It until you wake up.
Oh, my God.
Because you're knocked the fuck out.
That's
so
crazy.
Enjoy.
No lube. God. That's just rude.
Why? No. Fuck. You know how many times I would have used it?
Oh, my God.
I would not.
No.
Anyway, Gregory LaFountain. You see Bellator or any MMA organization being a serious competitor with the UFC in the next 5 years?
It remains to be seen, I think. Bellator is making a case, but they are in the early stages of growing pains, which may or may not be enough time for them to... They may run out of time before they become what they want to become, because the UFC still grows and grows and grows.
Well, I'm going to say no, because anytime something grows big enough, the fucking UFC buys them out and shuts them down. I mean, how many times? Pride, WEC, Strikeforce, and there's probably a few more in there, but... Anytime something becomes a threat,
it gets
absorbed by the UFC. I know Bellator has Viacom money right now, but there will come a day.
Billions!
When they'll want UFC money, like, oh, we can be a part. Maybe we'll actually run two organizations at the same time. That works for about a year, and then they fuck you every time.
Yes.
Dog it. Connor Hills, in your opinion, who's the best fighter in any weight class? That's not in the UFC.
Not in the UFC? Brock Lesnar?
I was going to say, Bob Sapp! it's blasphemy if you don't take him.
Yeah, Bob Sapp.
Because he is awesome at the one-minute lay down.
That's true. John
Marius Pujanowski. Josh Berkman.
Actually, that guy's
Sylvia,
pretty fucking stunning.
Andre Arlovsky. Who else was I going? Oh, you said John Fitch and you threw me. I had someone else in mind. Bobby Lashley. Did I say that twice?
He just won.
By choke.
Yeah.
You got to renege a joke. He's a fucking winner, winner. Revised steak at dinner. Sean Marshall, do you think that if Charles Oliveira defeats Frankie Edgar, that means maybe Frankie's time as a contender is over? And do you like the Phil Davis versus Machida matchup? Frankie Edgar cut. That is a fucking awkward. This Davis-Machida fight is going to be awkward as fuck. I don't know who to even pick. I don't even know how that fucker plays out.
Like, yes.
Let's both engage at distance and not engage. I think I like Machida on that one.
Probably.
And then Brandon Wheaton's going to close it out. Is anybody buying the UFC's bullshit anymore? From the Pettis injury to Weidman being a challenge. Oh, you fucking blasphemous bitch. He is a challenge. He's a contender. He is a winner.
Wolf tickets, Matt.
No. It's funny that you said that because I'll finish the rest of this. It really doesn't seem like anyone but Dana believes this stuff. Has Dana cried wolf too much?
Oh, wow. Okay.
You just called it ahead of time. He is selling Wolf tickets, God damn it.
I don't know what's fake and what's not fake. I'm going to continue to believe that everything is real. And it just is what it is. It's the fight game. Guys get injured. I don't know, man.
It's like being in war MMA and you're following them around for like 2 days. Then you're in the Diaz house and you're taking a fucking huge bong rip off a 3-foot bong. You want some of this, promoter?
He looks like he might have done that before.
Never. Never with vodka in there, and I never drank it either.
No.
It was never in college.
Or Everclear.
It was never with my friend named Mark. That was never with two girls, like, trying to get some fucking action.
Yes.
And they wanted to smoke some shit. I didn't smoke shit, but I smoked it that night. I didn't smoke it, but I did smoke it.
You did not exhale.
And I'll just say, I didn't get any anyway.
That's all good. It seems to not work out that way.
But I was the guy that got everybody.
I really don't think pot is much of a panty dropper, unfortunately.
Yeah, it didn't work out. It didn't work out at all.
It's more of a fucking sleeping pill, if anything else.
It just got them happy. And I got weird tunnel vision. I was running home, and then all of a sudden everything just went
like a video game.
I was like, what the fuck? All these houses got so far away.
Yes.
They were so close, and then they got far away.
And then he ate like half of one side of a menu at Denny's.
here's a good story as we'll transition into knowledge while we're talking about this. So
here we go.
I think I was upstairs. We're in college, and I'm fucking like passed out drunk in our townhouse. And I just hear, like, what the fuck was that? And I come downstairs, and I see my buddy in the kitchen, and my fucking window broken. And I'm like, what? And the glass, it just made like almost a perfect circle. And he was high as fuck. And somehow he left his keys or locked his keys out of the house. He was locked out. So he decides to break the window instead of knocking until I woke up. And somehow got his fat ass through the window without cutting himself.
Nice.
And it's probably a 5-foot jaunt into the window. I have no fucking idea how he did it. I just think he was so high that he just like broke the window and just floated his ass in and set himself down.
Yeah.
To this day, actually, we're going to see him this weekend at the barbecue.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to be here and we'll ask him. He's an Elvis impersonator. He sang Elvis at my wedding. Impromptu.
Oh, no shit.
We forced him to do it.
Oh, cool.
He's going to be here, but
does he look like Elvis, too?
He would regale.
Is he still an
shit.
Elvis impersonator?
He might be. I don't know. I haven't seen the guy in like 3 or 5 years.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
But we'll ask him about that incident.
Okay.
Anyways. Any other knowledge?
Well, I just want to say that I have this strange thing happening where for some reason, I'm drawn to like European stuff. I don't know if it's like some strange, someone set off like some kind of a weird switch in my head, but over the last 2 years, yeah, like instead of watching football, I'm watching soccer, or as they call it, football.
You say football.
Football. You know, I'm into like F1 racing. I'm into like UK, like Top Gear show.
You're going back to your roots.
Is that what's happening? I'm really confused because like I feel like very like, not anti-American, I just feel like maybe what I'm seeing from the other side of the pond, maybe more genuine in some facts, more real. Whereas here,
propaganda.
Maybe I'm done buying into the Americanized like version of what you're supposed to do and what. It's strange, you know. Like it just kind of have this weird draw towards this whole British.
You're like what he's trying to
German,
say is he likes a full bush.
Okay. That's what you heard, then.
He likes the East German women. Set them free. Let them do all the juice they want and compete in all the Olympics that they can.
Juice it up, baby.
Yoga pants for
the win.
I
want your glutes to be bigger than my glutes.
That's right. Squats, baby. Squats. Lots
deadlifts.
Of cycling. Yeah.
No, it's just strange, man. I'm telling you. Like, I could probably the MMA thing. Like, maybe that's somehow that, like, fucked my brain up. Like, I watch football, which I used to love, and I'm just like, nah. I just don't care. It just,
I watch
soccer and I'm like, I'm getting the strategy.
Because you need a constant action sport. I think football is boring because it's like, done. And then you're sitting around waiting. Okay, can I get the next play? And then you're into a sport like MMA is somewhat constant.
Yep.
Soccer is fucking constant. Hockey is
fucking
constant.
They don't even stop the game. They when there's a penalty, there's not like this 20-minute timeout. They just go, reset, boom, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. So, and there's a lot of strategy involved in soccer, which I never knew until I started playing FIFA
on the Xbox. I'm fucking addicted. I love it.
I'd be more into soccer if you could let people in the stands have paintball guns
and shoot guys.
Yeah. Like, they need to. There's enough fucking riots.
We need to go to a game, dude.
Fuck
150,000 fans.
I am not going to any fucking soccer. You're out of your fucking
mind. In Germany, it's totally safe. If you go to England, it's fucking not safe. But in Germany, we need to go see FC Bayern, baby. They got, I think their stadium is like Olympic size. They have like 160,000 seats or something crazy.
Fuck. Do you know how long the line for the pisser is going to be?
It's going to be awesome.
I'm just going to piss my pants.
We're going to get a suite. We're only going to go to the top. We're going to figure it out.
You guys need
to
import us.
God damn, if it was like 10 years ago we did this, I totally want to backpack. Just give me a week. I want to go through Europe and...
Yeah, see, that's the problem. We're like 10 years behind our time.
Got kids now and stuff.
That's maybe a serious crimp on the mobility of your lifestyle.
Take the train from France across to the UK under the ocean.
But I'm in. I'm in. That sounds like fun.
I think you can do that. I think you can drive across.
I want to take a train. I want to get fucking wasted. Scary. If I'm going underwater and...
You might die.
Shit, fuck that. I'm going to be hammered.
Yeah.
Or something else.
I think we should do that.
Whatever.
But no, I would never go to a soccer game in the UK. Too crazy. Germany, totally safe. They're civilized. Drunk, but civilized. In Germany, it's all good. As long as you just drink beer and you eat and you're happy. It's
all good. Sauerkraut.
And Wurst.
Schnitzel.
You probably die if you go there. It's like all gluten.
<There's> like
the fucking gluten beer. Heaven. Here you go. Here's
Enjoys.
All your gluten.
Like, oh, okay. All good. All
right. That's it. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffiths.
We'll be back next week. Watch UFC. Happy 4th of July.
162. Enjoy. This is probably your last 4th of July to really fucking enjoy before the shit gets crazy. So,
it's a prediction from Matt Griffin.
Buy your gold now. I'm just saying it's at a 3-year low.
Buy gold.
Thanks for playing.
Buy low, so high.
Something. It's all good. Or not. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, stop talking.
Done.
Show's over.
It is.
Cut it.
If the monitor goes off, the show's over.
Okay.